Writer-actress Jen Richards is here to talk about her new series, Her Story, and give us her spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Jen.
Good morning.
Tell us about your new digital series, Her Story.
Oh, great. Her Story is a web series and tells the story of a few women in Los Angeles who are trying to date and find love like any other woman. But two of them happen to be trans and another one is a cis queer woman. And it just kind of explores their relationships and what it's like to date as a queer and trans woman today.
What was your inspiration for creating it?
Well, I guess there were a couple of different inspirations. On the more practical side, I had a cameo in a web series that my co-writer, Laura Zach, had done for a production company in Chicago. And after that cameo, some of the people involved in that production were following my work on social media, where I talked a lot about the lack of trans representation in media. And one of the producers approached me and asked if I'd be interested in writing a web series about trans women for their company. And I said yes, and I asked if Laura would help me work on it. And one of the kind of strictures of that particular production company was that all of their content had to be lesbian-centered, or at least it had to have a lesbian storyline. And that wasn't a world that I was particularly familiar with. That is the world that Laura came from, so that was another aspect of it. And I was also living with Angelica Roth, who is the co-star of Her Story, who's a black trans woman and a successful entrepreneur. And I had a kind of front row seat to what it was like for her to try to date as a black trans woman. And I think all of these stories were just kind of constantly in my head. And I realized that I had never seen the kind of experiences that we were going through on a daily basis. Our normal reality had never been reflected in film or television. And it was just really exciting to have an opportunity to tell those stories.
What would you like to accomplish with your work?
I think with Her Story in particular, I would just like to have audiences see these characters as people that they know, as people that they care about, as people whose happiness that they want us to feel, have rich, full lives that do include love and partnership. And I think by putting these characters in a narrative form like this, and with lots of intimate close-ups and full colors and compelling storylines, the audience will almost in a way forget that these characters are trans or queer, and they'll just want them to succeed and be happy. And then every once in a while, an issue that is particular to trans people or queer women will kind of pop up, and their minds will be open and say, oh, wow, I never thought that you have to go through this aspect too on top of everything else.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
Well, I came out as trans about 4 years ago, and since I came out, I've been actively working on a number of projects that have centered and elevated the voices of a wide variety of trans people. When I first came out, I launched a website called Be Happy Trans, which invited trans people to share positive experiences. Shortly after that, I co-created and then ran a project called the Trans 100 for about 3 years, which was an annual list of 100 out trans activists that included a big live event and all these profiles. And I hope, you know, a crucial part of the turning of the tide in terms of trans representation. And I've continued to work with a number of organizations, both nationally and locally, to help trans competency and center the needs of trans people.
What would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
I think I'd like to see just more of everything. My particular focus lately has been representation in media, and I'd like to see trans representation really flourish. I'd like to see trans actors and actresses. I'd like to see genderqueer representation and non-binary representation. I'd like to see us as both heroes and villains. I'd like to see us as love partners. I'd like to see us as doctors and lawyers. I'd like to see us on screen where our trans identity wasn't the only reason we were part of the story, but that we're part of larger stories that include the full, you know, manifold of our very complicated lives and identities. And then beyond trans representation, I think more than anything, I'd like to see a reduction in the violence against trans women of color. That's something that's been really horrifying to me, and I've been working on behind the scenes for many years. In some ways, Her Story is a reaction to those kinds of events. I'd like to see everything from large corporations to local mom-and-pop shops start hiring trans people. I'd like to see trans people protected in schools, that they feel safe there, they can get education. I'd like to see the religious communities center and accept trans people as members of their flocks and help keep them protected as well.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
I'd say that when I do encounter teens or when I encounter people who are contemplating suicide, and as a trans person, this is something you hear a lot. I've had people reach out to me because they're contemplating suicide, you know, repeatedly many, many, many times over the years. And generally, all you can do is listen. You listen, you acknowledge what they're going through, you affirm how hard it is. You don't make light of it. You don't try to pretend it's anything less than what it really is. And then, you know, you just offer hugs and you tell them that you've been through similar things, that sometimes it does get better, and even if it doesn't get better, you often get stronger, and that there's a lot of opportunities out there. There's a lot of chances for joy and for happiness. You know, they often say that a life well lived is the best revenge, but it's also kind of the best model for people who are like you and who are struggling. So by being active in places like social media, by being friends with other trans people, by telling each other stories, lifting each other up, loving each other in public, we can kind of be a model for people to see that there can be joy and there can be happiness, there can be friendship, and there can be a very rich, lived, full life for all kinds of people.
How can people get information about your new web series, Her Story?
Well, if they go to the website, herstoryshow.com, or look for Her Story Show on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, they can find a very social media feed along with the description of the shows, the trailer, some behind-the-scenes footage, and the information about the cast and crew. And then the series itself will be released on YouTube on January 19th. It'll be on YouTube at, you know, youtube.com/herstoryshow, but will also be embedded in the homepage of our website, herstoryshow.com, so people can find it there as well.
What other projects are you working on?
I have to be honest, Her Story Show has completely consumed me for the last year. It's primarily been what I've been working on. In addition to that, however, I'm writing a number of scripts, and most of my scripts have a trans character as the lead protagonist. Some of my stories have multiple trans characters. I have one feature script that I'm working on that I'm really excited about, which is about 3 trans women friends, and also includes some trans men representation. So I'm just kind of working on all those stories and trying to develop them. I've also been doing some acting work. I was just at a supporting role in a feature film where my character was trans, but her trans identity isn't ever actually mentioned in the story, which is really exciting. I just newly moved to L.A. from Chicago. In Chicago, I had done more kind of direct work in the community, working the Trans 100 group and things like that. But out here in L.A., I'm really just trying to make myself a part of, you know, the larger culture of storytelling and get our stories told.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Mostly about the series itself. I'm really excited for people to see it and then get into like the really specifics of it. Like, you know, why did your character use that one word in response to that situation? Or, you know, what was your character and Paige's character like talking about, you know, before the cameras went on? But I guess what's on my mind this morning, I'd say, is friendships between trans women. Her story very much centers a relationship with 2 friends, the characters of Paige and Violet, played by myself, and one of my best friends, Angelica Ross. And I think friendships between trans people, between trans women in particular, much less between a black woman and a white woman, are things that we don't see a whole lot of in the media. And it's an aspect of her story that's very much grounded in the reality of the friendship between Angelica and I, and between my friendships with a number of trans women. And that's something I'd really love to hear people notice.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I don't think I have anything that's quite that simple. I suppose the idea of "this too shall pass" is something that is so deeply ingrained in me. It's right down to my marrow. So while I might not need to say those words out loud, "this too shall pass," I'm never lacking in awareness that whatever I'm going through, whether it's a fantastic opportunity and I want to soak up every moment of it, or something that's truly horrific that I just wish would end, I never forget that everything is constantly changing, and some part of me is always just basking in the glory of the mere fact of being alive, no matter how horrible or great those particular moments are.